Baik, izinkan saya berbahasa Inggeris untuk kita teruskan temu bual bersama tetamu kita bercakap mengenai C4IR. Prime Minister Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim on Monday announced the establishment of the Centre for the Fourth Industrial Revolution Malaysia, Malaysia Centre for 4IR, an independent centre within the World Economic Forum WEF Global Ecosystem that will focus on two priorities, namely the digital transformation and GovTech, as well as the energy transition. He said the centre is the first in the Asian region to bring together government and business leaders, academics and experts to create a hub of innovation and expertise to unlock the potential of emerging technologies. And ready on the line to discuss further is Sean Adam, the Community Lead, Regional and Global Cooperation, Asia-Pacific World Economic Forum, WEF. I want to say thank you very much for joining us, Sean. Maybe we can start is the significance of establishing the Centre for the Fourth Industrial Revolution Malaysia for IR within the world. What do you see? What does this is about the global business world in the future?
I mean, thank you so much for that question. If I may just take a step back, you know, when we mentioned the fourth industrial revolution, what does it actually mean? In order to understand that, you know, you look at what is the first industrial revolution, which means that you use water, steam power to mechanize production, and then it moved towards the second, which was using electric power to create mass production. And then the third, you use electronics and information technology to automate production. Now, we are entering a stage which is called the fourth industrial revolution. It builds on the third and second. It is a combination of fusion of technologies that blur the lines between the physical, digital, and biological spheres. It's still an evolving space. Okay, when we talk about the fourth industrial revolution, we talk about AI, we talk about robotics, we talk about the Internet of Things and so forth. This is, you know, fast becoming very important to our daily life. You know, it's helping us increase productivity, it's helping us increase our outputs, you know, helping us carry certain jobs faster than ever. And as a result of that, you see, you know, what's happening in terms of the business line. I think about four or five of the biggest companies in the world today didn't exist like 10, 15 years ago, you know, because they are able to leverage this technology. And what's really important for Malaysia is that Malaysia has a very strong understanding of its importance. You know, the government established the 4IR policy a couple of years ago to help Malaysia facilitate the adoption of this fourth industrial revolution technologies. And out of that, the World Economic Forum has also established something called the 4IR centers around the world. Malaysia is the 19th center, and this particular 19th center, it jives well with what the country wants to do. Okay, some of the country's priorities relates to energy transition, digital transformation, which is very critical in today's world. And that is how the center, the significance of the center, will enable Malaysia to work towards that particular goal in terms of policy governance, initiatives, projects, to help future-proof the country to address some of these rising opportunities and challenges.
As you mentioned, the Center of 4IR in terms of supporting government's effort for new policy frameworks, agile governance models and flexible regulation. So maybe we want to see how can Center for 4IR provide social security and protection for the people while fostering the innovation?
I think the Center for 4IR, you know, it's one of the key areas is that, yes, it develops and pilots new policies, frameworks, regulatory approaches between cooperation between government and businesses. Okay, and in order to do that, a few things are being done. So, for example, we design new legislations, you know, to make sure that certain data, certain information, certain technologies are smooth, it benefits different classes of society. We try to also, through the center, we work to scale these technologies. So instead of benefiting a few, we benefit a lot. For example, if I may give you, we have a center in India. And through the work with India, we have boosted crop yields of about 7,000 to 8,000 of farmers through various agri-tech pilot projects that we've done in the country. So because of this agri-tech these farmers can better monitor the health of their crops, perform quality control soil tests using some technological advancements. And because of this, their productivity and their yield and their social standing has definitely increased. We've also adapted a similar project in Colombia and various other places as well. So this is something that Malaysia could also look at, you know, for example, in the area of agri-tech to boost the livelihood, social protection and development of small-scale farmers and so forth. Apart from that, the center also looks at creating new solutions, you know, because when we work, the center is part of 19 centers globally. So instead of Malaysia trying to reinvent the wheel, Malaysia can also benefit from that cross-sharing knowledge, the acceleration, that leapfrogging. You know, you can leapfrog and you can automatically absorb some of the key lessons, some of the key initiatives that has already worked, trial and proven. And, you know, you can adapt it faster to create better and quicker results as well.
All right, definitely C4IR is an upgrade to growth. But maybe we can a bit go higher. How does the centre planning to facilitate the regional efforts for Asian digital transformation with the new Agenda World Economic Forum focusing on the C4IR?
I mean, Malaysia, you know, in this particular centre that we've established in Malaysia, two key areas I looked at. The first is on energy transition. You know, this is also to support the new national energy policies that the government is, you know, trying to realize. The energy transition roadmap that's also coming out, the policies that's in it. And secondly, it also looks at the digital transformation. You know, Malaysia has published the digital economy blueprint and so forth. So what it does, this particular center, not only helps facilitate and advances these domestic priorities, but will also facilitate more regional integration, more regional, help Malaysia play a key leadership role in this particular area. As you might know, Malaysia will also chair the ASEAN chairmanship in 2025. And most of the ASEAN blueprints are set to expire then, and new plans will be released for 2025 to 2035, you know, and some of the key areas that will be looked at are including digital transformation, energy transition within the region. So Malaysia now, it's already prepping itself to facilitate this domestic transition, but to provide that expertise and support to help the entire region through the center accelerate the necessary transformation for the region to advance as a whole.
All right, maybe you could share with us one last hope. How does the establishment of the Centre for 4IR align with the government's agenda to grow the digital economy and future-proof Malaysia's socio-economy development?
Malaysia has released quite a number of key policies. You know, this includes the digital economy blueprint, the 4IR policies. You know, some of these blueprints outlines various strategic trusts, various national initiatives and sectoral initiatives. You know, they are available online, what the government is trying to do with specific areas. How this center aims to help that is to make sure that these initiatives and these projects are accelerated in the most equitable way, that it helps various classes of society. It makes sure that the government is not, again, reinventing the wheel, because to leverage on the expertise, the knowledge sharing of the network itself, of the 4IR. And then the third is definitely to make sure that Malaysia is collaborating. Collaborating not only, you know, it's not only a government-run initiative. What is interesting about the center and what is interesting about the World Economic Forum, we are known as the Organization for Public-Private Cooperation. You get the businesses, you get the private sector also involved to guide and assist with the facilitation and implementation of these policies that not only benefit the government's agenda, but to support the priorities of the businesses and, you know, the local people as well, the rakyat in other ways. Yeah.
Definitely, the centre will serve as a public-private platform, bringing together leaders from government, business, civil society, academia and other sectors to advance new partnerships and initiatives that can unlock the value of technology for Malaysia's economy and society. I want to say thank you very much to Sean Adam, the Community Lead, Regional and Global Cooperation Asia-Pacific World Economic Forum, WEF.